You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, Auckland Transport launched the city's first electric hybrid ferry, set to be operated by Fuller's 360. The ferry is one of four electric ferries, which are set to begin service this year on the downtown to Devonport service. I and Tuesday Wire producer Liam attended the event, where we spoke to a range of people about what the new development means for Auckland. First, we spoke to the vessel's captain, Rob McKnight. What's the main difference between taking this around and taking a different vessel that's running on diesel?
Well, you heard it, it's quiet. There is no noise, so our customers are going to experience peace and quiet. Right on the back deck, you can still have a conversation, whereas with a diesel boat, you can't. You've got no emissions, so we're not putting anything into the environment that shouldn't be there. So we've got a nice, quiet, safe, environmentally friendly platform.
The importance of having this all manufactured and designed in New Zealand, what does that mean to you?
To me, as a New Zealand boat builder, as a New Zealand seafarer, to have it supported here in New Zealand is incredible. Manufactured here, designed by Kiwis, built by Kiwis, integrated by Kiwis, is incredible. It's about this boat for Auckland Transport doing a route to Devonport, but it's actually about growing our industry. It's about growing our brain power, our strength. Companies we work with, Q West and Whanganui, they've been partnering with Fuller's now for more than a decade. Hamilton Jet, the world leader in what they do. And to have that integrated onto our boat is just incredible.
Next, we spoke to Interim Chief Executive of Auckland Transport, Stacey van der Putten. You mentioned it earlier, how we're working towards having more buses, and now this is a huge milestone as well. What are the goals like for full electrification in the future?
Well, in terms of full electrification, we have a goal for 2035 for our bus network, and so we're gaining really good momentum now. As I said, 394, so we're over where we thought we would be. There's good confidence in the technology, and that took a little bit of time, but now we got that volume, and actually from 2021 we committed to only procuring electric fleet after that sort of trial phase, which was great. In terms of ferries, it's still a bit of an unknown in terms of when we will meet that timeline. A lot of things to consider in terms of with this fleet, what they can meaningfully service in terms of that, and there's still a little bit of work to understand what that looks like. So we know that right now the electric technology will not meet our outer harbour needs, but that will evolve over time, and that's a big part of it, right, as we see the big evolution in terms of technology improving, and therefore the confidence of stakeholders for investing in new technology is key. And so this will enable us to collect some robust data to be able to inform future investments so we can get some more low emissions technology for our ferry fleet.
And our ferry network, as was mentioned earlier, is a big part of our public transport system, and especially with the opening of our CRL, expanding links in the city. What's the process on integrating our ferry network more in with the other parts of our public transport?
We always aim to match our timetables, so there's good connections for our ferry users as well as our train connections. Obviously, with City Rail Link being operationalised and integrated into the Auckland network later this year, it means that we have a number of bus network changes, and then we will sort of review the ferry timetables to make sure there's good connectivity. I mean, obviously, ferries generally, we have, and you heard the mayor talk about this, our frequent network and we have our rapid network. So making sure that those connections in terms of those connecting services, of which a lot of ferries are connecting type services due to lower frequencies, making sure they match up is really important, so people aren't, waiting around to catch the next service. But this is why we have integrated fares, and it's why we have a one network approach when it comes to the design of our public transport network. So you don't have that modal isolation aspect, and it all works together.
Next, we spoke to CEO of Fuller's 360, Mike Horn. I began by asking him about how the process of electrifying Auckland's fleet is going.
Look, I think it's going pretty well. We've We've been at this, I mean, we've personally been at this for 7 or 8 years. It's probably 2022-ish, government actually stepped in and started helping initialise and fund and kick things off, which is why there were a couple of carbon fibre electric boats that started to get built with sort of a $20 million injection into getting that up and underway. We were a little bit involved with that, and the reason for that was we wanted to kickstart an industry in New Zealand around particularly marine but rebuilding boat building industry, and then everything that goes around, let's call it decarbonisation, but it's sort of more than that. And as we sit here today, we've got 4 boats coming in which are electric boats. There's one in Wellington, the 2 boat building industries in Auckland and Whanganui, which are our biggest ones, are building these boats. So from an industry perspective, that's really starting to work. And is there interest in these internationally? Well, yeah, there is, because the other company we deal with is Vesev, who are here in Auckland, and we've been doing their designs, but we've been commercialising foiling carbon fibre electric boats, and they're selling those overseas. So the depth of experience in New Zealand around marine and electrification and all the things around that is probably the best place in the world at the moment if this is what you're involved with. Really, really exciting stuff.
What's the difference like between developing the hybrid and fully electric ferries, and how do those fit into, I guess, the broader picture of developing the fleet for the future?
Yeah, no, great question, because in actual fact there's so much confusion. So if I look at the boat that we're sitting on, which is called an electric hybrid boat, it's an electric boat. It's exactly the same conceptually as the EVM pure electric boats, which are being built down the road and will end up in this network as well. The only difference with this one is that it's got a backup generator. And when the backup generator, which is a diesel one, is running, it is converting that diesel energy basically into electricity, because this is an electric boat. So they are one and the same, just one has redundancy that the other one doesn't have. Now, once the charging infrastructure goes into Auckland, this one on this route is not going to need that generator. So it's for what if something goes wrong and we need that. But we intend this one will be running 100% electrically all of the time. And that's just the nature of how they've been designed.
Finally, we spoke to Mayor of Auckland, Wayne Brown. In terms of what it would mean for this ferry service to Devonport getting classified as a rapid transport route, why is that important to you?
Well, these are bloody expensive for a starter. You know, they're $56 million. This is about $8 million for a diesel one. So we're going to do the right thing by the environment, spend a whole lot of money. I want to get a lot of people on them. We've just spent billions of dollars on a railway, and we're making sure that we get lots and lots of people living around the railway stations, otherwise it's a waste of time. So we're going to spend all this money on going to Devonport. I want more people living in Devonport and to make it pay back for the service we're providing. So it's just straight economics and common sense. And there's room for Devonport to be upgraded a bit.
Yeah, there's been a bit of conversation, especially parts of the shore have been disconnected from the rest of the city on public transport in particular. What could a North Shore look like that was more linked up to the rest of the city via public transport? And is that something that you're interested in doing in the future?
Well, I'd say it's pretty well linked up. We've got the Northern Busway anyhow, but Devonport's kind of right down along a spindly end of a narrow lake road. And people go there and live there and enjoy it and then complain bitterly about Lake Road, which they probably did they not notice it when you went there. And so the best way to reduce the pressure on Lake Road is having people catching the ferry. And we've got a nice ferry now, and so I'd like to get even more people. And then the centre of Devonport shopping centre is all very nice and attractive, but it could easily be nice and attractive, even more attractive, and have 6 stories of flats of apartments above it, like Ponsonby does. And I live up multi-storey in Ponsonby because that's the way that people and modern people all live in. And you're a young guy, you're almost certainly going to live in an apartment in the future or an expensive house way out in the Buai, which makes no sense whatsoever.
And lastly, I wanted to ask about the electrification of the public transport system more broadly. How do you feel about that and expanding Auckland Transport's operations, especially in a more environmentally conscious way?
Well, they've been going pretty well. I think she said we had nearly 400 electric buses now. the one positive thing out of President Trump discovering the Straits of Hormuz is that the price of fuel is going up, and people move from fear and money most of all. You know, there's a few people move because they really want to do the right thing. Very few people are like, they're the outliers, to be honest. People just move from, it's cheaper to do that. It's basically cheaper to live in an apartment in the middle of the city near a railway station or a bus station or a ferry station. And so people will do that, which is a good result. It's actually accidentally, environmentally very good. But they do that because if you get the economics right, a good result comes. But if you just yell at people, you know, the idea you could demand a whole lot of fat people riding on a bicycle, that's not going to work. Make it appealing. Just use economics.
That was News Director Kester attending the launch of Auckland Transport's new hybrid electric ferry.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.